Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and I'm immensely pleased to be joined by director Hirokazu Koreeda and actor Fukuyama Masaharu.
Yes.
Thank you very much. But another great film by Koreeda, who you can always be certain is going to have a great film, The Third Murder. So the first, we don't have much time, but the first question is a formality. Would you like to introduce our listeners to the film and tell us as much about the story as you would like?
そうですね。主人公弁護士なんですけれども、まあ、ありふれた殺人事件を担当したつもりだった弁護士が、その殺人犯と刑務所で接見を繰り返すうちに、本当は彼が善人なのか悪人なのか、誰かを裁こうとしたのか救おうとしたのか、どんどんこう分からなくなっていくっていう、通常のスリラーとかサスペンスとちょっと逆、何かが分かっていくプロセスではなくて、どんどんどんどん分からなくなっていくっていうことを縦軸にした、まあ、ちょっと新しい心理劇だと思います。
Well, this time around we have the main character who is a lawyer, and he actually bumps into this quite simple case, a case as many others he has already treated. But this time around, the more he interviews the offender, the more he doesn't understand if he's the good guy or the bad guy, if he tried to actually just kill somebody for the sake of it, or if he was just trying to save somebody else. So these elements of thriller and suspense are just reversed if compared to other places. So you have the beginning that is very clear that becomes less clear over time. So from this point of view, this is a new kind of, let's say, movie genre.
One of the things that I love is the element of truth. There are many truths, but also there is no truth.
そうですね。そして多分人間にはそれが一つの真実にはたどり着けないんですよね、おそらく。で、それはこの物語の主人公の弁護士もそう思ってるんだよね。なのにたどり着きたいと思うところから、多分彼のいろんな混乱だったり感情的な揺らぎが出てくるんだと思います。
Absolutely, and also I think that, you know, for people, let's say human beings, it is always extremely hard to get to the only and real truth. And this is also the kind of a struggle of the lawyer who tries to reach as much as possible to something that is close to the truth. But actually, he goes through a number of difficulties, and also he gets emotional because he realizes that perhaps his pursuit is not going to be achieved.
So my question for one of the lead actors of the film is, how do you connect with your character and with his truth?
僕自身もその真実というものに対して、見て見ぬふりをしているのではないか。そしてその真実というものから、そこに近づくことを恐れている自分というのは確かにいるなというふうに、役柄同様に、その僕個人としての、多分その役柄もそうですけど、その真実というものに対する、そこに接触する、近づいていくことを恐れている、そこがシンクロできる、同じような人間人間性というか、そこが進行できるポイントなんじゃないかなと思って、役作りをしていきました。
You know, sometimes I found myself also trying to look away from the truth. Sometimes you find yourself wanting not to, pretending not to see the truth or trying to look away from the truth. And in this very case, this is what I try to do to get closer to this character. Because I think that sometimes, not just myself personally, but also in this case, this very protagonist, this main character, what he perhaps was afraid of getting in contact with the real truth. And so perhaps this is one point that I could find myself quite synchronized with this main character.
Unfortunately, I'm told that that's all the time that we have left, but it was such a great pleasure to meet both of you. Thank you very much. And thank you to the translator. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.